We sometimes say we're a work in progress. I think it's a work in progress. Within us, we are in our individual ways struggling to reach a better connection with spirit, a better inner knowing when we're on doing what we should do or what we need to do and for the betterment of ourselves and everybody else. Maybe it's one of the benefits of age. Well, it's not really when you're really ancient like me, but you know, when you're 25 or 30 and you've gone through enough experimenting that you're beginning to really trust your inner knowing. And it saves you a lot of grief. Some people have a great deal of difficulty making decisions and would really like spirit to make them all for them, because that would be so much simpler than having to take responsibility for themselves. And if you are one of those, and I think we've all gone through that, particularly if it's a difficult decision, Spirit's always told me that you can't make a bad decision, because you will learn from every experience that you have. But if you're making a decision that would put you in a wave of danger, or put you in a off the path that you had agreed you were going to try and follow while you were here, they'll come and kind of nudge you and give you suggestions. So if you don't get any feelings about a certain thing, I guess it's because it doesn't matter, just make a decision. And if you do get feelings one way or another, follow them, because it means that you're being pushed a little bit or in one way or another, and in the end, that will save you a lot of grief, because you won't have to backtrack and then get back on the path later on. So you won't waste the time of going down the side path that not leading you where you ended up wanting to go. For sure, life is an adventure, and each day has the potential to change you for the rest of your life. And so when you get up in the morning, even if it's snowing, it's a new day. It may indeed be the best day of your life, because you will be changed in some way that is profound for you personally. And if it doesn't happen today, it could happen tomorrow. And not all change is good. I mean, I fell and broke my neck, right? Or fainted and broke my neck. And so, and I'm still recovering. I don't think that change in my life so far is showing me any benefits at all, except it gives me something to whine about. However, I was told by spirit that they had no intention of having this happen, but they did stop me from being paralyzed. So, I mean, I'm very lucky. Well, I didn't feel lucky at the time, until I found out that I should have been paralyzed, and it was a miracle I wasn't. So, we never stop learning, we never stop developing our inner knowing, our connection with spirit. It's going to always be changing a little. And so it's worth paying attention to those things, especially when we're struggling with something. It's worth sitting down and saying, look, I need you to show me, do I jump off this cliff or do I jump off that cliff? And somebody comes along and says, well, actually, I really didn't jump at all, but there we are. And you know, this world has been made better by James Van Praagh. He's a gentle and kind and loving human being. And his books and his personality have made this a better world. It's interesting that a lot of quite wonderful insight comes out of people from Los Angeles. Now, I didn't know that before I lived there and met these people. I just assumed Los Angeles was this ugly place with all these cars on freeways, which it is, by the way, and completely hopeless because you can never count on getting to an appointment on time. You're either 2 hours early or 3 hours late, depending on traffic. And nobody seems to care because they know you can't help it, right? But there's all these wonderful people that are opening this world to new philosophy and to spirit. It seems like it's a center of enlightenment in many, many ways. And I don't think there's any city in the world that has, even in Muslim countries, that has as many churches as Los Angeles. I swear there must be a church every two blocks. And they're all, well, a lot of them are quite different. And some of them are actually kind of funny. I didn't go to it, but there's a church in Los Angeles that just believes in sex. Nothing else. But they have a church for it. It's a church for everything down here. But it's a city of that encourages new thought, and I think it's really a center for, I was going to say New Age things. It's more than that. It's a center for an increasing way of loving, or an expanding way of loving. There's such variety there of different philosophies and different ways of worship. Some of them very old, and some of them very modern. And I think it's been, it's encouraged people to really discover their own inner path to peace and enlightenment. So, and James is part of that. Are we done? All of a sudden, you see, they're working with me different. They're letting me go on instead of sort of taking it away and talking through me. Yeah, we're done.